Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. And after what seems to be quite a long time, I'm finally back. So as usual, you can always subscribe to Personal Development is Fun, you know, by email, by visiting personaldevelopmentisfun.com. And then you can get picture quotes every alternate day and you can get more interesting and inspiring updates every few days. So, you know, this week, I'm going to talk about how to have a great day. You know, many of us wish each other a great day. Like we meet friends and we say, have a great day. In fact, when I sign off my own email updates, I always say, have a great day. Or I say, have a splendid day, have a wonderful day. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about five simple tips that you can implement during your day to actually ensure that you have a great day, no matter what the circumstances. I myself try to use these tips, you know, during my own day to sort of ensure that I have a happy day, even if things get messed up, which happens, you know, with all of us at times. So here are my five tips to have a great day. Tip number one, express gratitude at least once during the day or whenever you're free. Now, this is one tip that actually, you know, helps make many of my days great, even when nothing else is really great about the day. So whenever you're free or whenever you're not doing anything in your day or whenever you're just bored or whenever you're just looking around or maybe even cursing certain events that have occurred, ask yourself, is there something that I can be truly grateful for? Today, in fact, right now. Now, I'm not asking you to imitate gratitude. I'm not saying fool yourself into thinking that you're thankful for something. I'm saying during your day, whenever you're free or whenever you don't know what else to do or whenever you're bored, whenever you have a moment or two extra, be grateful for something genuinely. If you do this, you'll actually feel amazing and you will, you know, want to be grateful for something else. You'll want to think of something else to be truly thankful for. And you will find that something else too. And before a long time passes, maybe within 3 to 4 minutes, you'll actually start feeling very good just about the way you are. So let me give you an example. Let's say I am walking along a road and I'm feeling bored and I'm thinking, you know, today I really didn't get much done. I woke up late. I don't know what's up with the day and I'm feeling irritated. And let's just say all these thoughts are crossing my head. Now, at this juncture, I ask myself, what can I be grateful for right now? And initially, nothing occurs to me. I mean, things are not good. What can I be grateful for? Then suddenly I realize it, you know. Krupa, my wife, and I, we were looking for a house. And just yesterday we found such a great house. Well, I'm truly grateful for that. Or the weather right now. It could be very sunny at this time of the year. But it is just about perfect right now. I had such amazing lunch today. I'm grateful for that. As I keep thinking of these things, slowly more and more things start occurring to me. And soon, you know, I'm just feeling better. You see, what happens is that once we're feeling irritated or once we're feeling not good about our day, we tend to spiral into, you know, this place where we keep thinking of a lot of bad things that are not working out for us. That doesn't help our mood and that doesn't help the situation either. Therefore, being grateful just helps us keep things in perspective. It helps us look at the nice things that are also happening to us. And you know, then we get our strength back and we're raring to go. So during your day, if you can find out just a moment or two to be genuinely grateful for something, you'll feel amazing throughout the day. Well, at least you'll feel good. Here's yet another tip, you know, to have a great day. This is to carry a book or ebook with you always. A book or ebook that really motivates you, inspires you, or entertains you. Again, the point of this book or ebook is to help you feel good, to help you feel inspired, to help you feel excited at the times in your day when you're actually not doing anything else, or when you're bored, or when you're just free. So it lifts your mood at that time. For instance, maybe you're waiting, you know, at a doctor's place. You're waiting for your appointment with the doctor. You can read your ebook. And if that ebook perks you up, if it boosts your mood, that's great, isn't it? Similarly, you may be waiting in line somewhere. Or you may be waiting for a friend or a business partner. In any case, having a book or ebook that either entertains you or inspires you, you know, always with you, is a great way to perk up your mood even when you're not really doing anything else. There have been times, you know, during my day when I have felt just about okay. But because I was carrying an ebook in my phone, and because I happened to read an inspirational ebook, say before a doctor's appointment or before meeting someone else, I was just so much more enthusiastic, so much more myself, and so much happier because I spent my time reading such material. So definitely, this is again a simple tip that can help you have a great day. You can carry a book or an ebook with you always, wherever you go. Here's the third tip to have a great day. Keep coming back to the present moment every once in a while. And in fact, you know, if I had to recommend just one tip instead of these five tips, I would recommend this without any doubt. You see, most of the time, whenever we are stressed out in our day, or whenever we are harrowed, whenever we are worried, whenever we are anxious, whenever we are thinking about something that happened and shouldn't have happened, we are basically thinking about the past or the future. I've said this many times earlier in my articles at Personal Development is Fun, but it is just true. Like, we do keep thinking all the time. On the other hand, when we come back to the present moment, this moment, you know, right here and right now, we become much happier, we relax, and we just feel lighter. Therefore, during your day, again, whenever you're free or whenever you have even a few moments in your hand, take some time to come back to the present moment. Enjoy what is happening right now. Here are some quick ways to enjoy what is happening right now. You know, right now, for example, you can take a deep breath. You take in some air, feel the air entering your lungs, relax, and let the air go out. You can take such a deep breath once every 2 hours, once every 3 hours during your day, and you'll just feel good. You see, you'll come back to this moment. You'll be connected with who you are for one instant at least. Similarly, you can start observing your surroundings. Let's say if you spend your entire day at your workplace, then every 2 hours or so, just look around. Try to find out a new thing in your workplace that you haven't spotted ever. Maybe a certain design on a certain chair. Maybe the style of flooring in your office. Maybe, you know, you can study the roof. Maybe you can talk to a friend and try to genuinely listen to that friend or colleague. Maybe you can take a walk around your office, workplace, and as you take a walk, you can, you know, feel the muscles in your body, you know, expand and contract. You can feel your body moving. So you can just come back to the present moment for a while by listening to some sounds right now, breathing right now, paying attention to the present moment surroundings you have right now. So you can do this once every couple of hours. I myself try to do this, and sometimes people find it to be very funny. But then it really helps me stay enthusiastic and stay genuinely much happier. Because I am then not too lost in worry, you know, or thoughts about the past at that time. So this is one more thing you can do to have a great day. You can just come back to the present moment every once in a while. Here's yet another idea to
Have a great day. You know, sometimes what happens is that we just mess up our day. You know, we think we will achieve a lot of things during our day, but then half a day passes and we hardly get anything done. I mean, this happens to all of us, including me. So at that time, what can you do to just give a big boost to your day? Well, tip number four is something simple. Just take one concrete action and finish one major task. So this is for those times when you have messed up your day and when you think you have really not gotten anything significant done in your day, or when you're frustrated with your day. Just take one task and just finish it off. Take concrete, clear action. That is tip number four. I've noticed time and again that the more inspired action I take in my day, the more amazing my day turns out to be. For example, recording this podcast is an action for me, and I'm enjoying taking this inspired action. So no matter how your day is actually going, figure out what the most important task you want to finish during the day is and finish it off. That in itself can help you, you know, make your day really amazing. Here's tip number five to have a great day. At the end of the day, journal about what you did well in your day, what you did not do well in your day, and what you can do better tomorrow. This, you know, simple act of journaling at the end of the day can prove to be one of the most amazing parts of your day if once you make it a habit. It will also ensure that you keep having better and better days and that you keep learning more and more about yourself every day. How do you journal? Well, just open a Word document or just take a piece of paper and ask yourself these three questions. I'll repeat them. What did I not do well during the day? What did I do well during the day? And how can tomorrow be better? When you do this kind of analysis at the end of every single day, you automatically start feeling energized because you start understanding that your life is getting better. Even if your day sucked, even if you didn't really, you know, spend the day the way you wanted to spend it, even then you will feel excited about the next day because you will have understood what you did not do rightly and what you could have done better. You will accept your mistakes in this journal entry and you will learn from them. So this is definitely a habit that can help you. If you've never journaled before, this habit might seem very weird to you, but that's okay. You know, everything seems weird at first. So why not try journaling like this at the end of the day for a week? Again, I really think that this can help you have a very good day. So these are five simple tips that can help you have a great day. One, express gratitude every once in a while, whenever you're free, and express gratitude genuinely. Again, you know, I want to tell you, it can be very difficult to feel grateful for something suddenly. Like you're free and you ask yourself, what am I truly grateful for? Your mind may say, nothing. There are a lot of things I can complain about, but there's nothing I'm grateful for. But stick with the question for a while. Think about what you're grateful for genuinely for 2, 3, or 4 minutes, and you will get something clicking in your mind. Hold on to that thought and you will really feel good. And slowly you will develop this habit of being grateful for the things that happen in your life at least twice or thrice a day. The second point, carry an inspirational or entertaining book or ebook with you always, you know, so that you are in a good mood in general and you also feel inspired and get up throughout your day. Point number three, keep coming back to the present moment by listening to the sounds around you, by taking a deep breath, by observing your surroundings during your day. Point number four, whenever you're very, very confused, just figure out one single task that's very important and take action. Forget about more thoughts and just take action on that task. You'll feel better. And point number five, journal at the end of the day. Ask yourself three questions. What did I not do well? What did I do well? And how can tomorrow be better? So these are some tips that I am myself, you know, trying out in my own days and I'm finding them to be very, very useful. My days are becoming better because of these tips. So that's why I'm sharing them with you. And by the way, if you did hear some background noise during this podcast episode, you will have to excuse me for that. That's because there's some repair work going on, you know, near my house. And despite my best tries, there seems to be some extra sound creeping in. So, well, sorry for that. But otherwise, I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day. In fact, a great day. And if you're not having a great day, well, in that case, you can definitely try these tips. And I hope you have a very, very good day after that. I would really appreciate it if you visit personaldevelopmentisfun.com and subscribe to updates there by email. That's all for today. Bye.